Morning, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Thunder Twist on Twitter, and I'm Emma L on Audioboo. Welcome along. I was going to record this outside because I was on my way to the shop, but it was really way, 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 way too windy out there, so I couldn't do it. So I'm doing it now. So this is a Sunday morning. It is 10 past 11 in the morning. For future reference to find out the exact date, it's the 15th of May, 2011. And basically, it's the day after the huge event of Eurovision. And it was really enjoyable. It was a good show. Azerbaijan are the winners, so congratulations to Azerbaijan. Personally, I thought whoever should win should have been Denmark, because I thought that was a really, really good song. And I thought it was the best song. But in my opinion, that should have won. So it was so bad, actually, because the voting goes on for so long, you know. And I was sitting on the couch, as one does, and I had the duvet over me because I was cold. And I fell asleep during the voting. So I woke up, I woke up last night and BBC News were on. And I was like, shit, I've missed who won the Eurovision. I've missed seeing who Ireland gave their votes to. And I was really, really tired. So I kind of just, I went to the Eurovision website, Eurovision.tv, and saw that Azerbaijan won. And then I couldn't even remember what Azerbaijan's song was, but I was too tired last night to look at it. So I looked today, this morning, and it's an okay song. It's a good song. I have no problems with it. I just thought that Denmark should have won. I was like, oh my God, I want to see who Ireland gave their votes to. I want to see how many what points Ireland gave to the UK, because I thought the UK actually was a good song, and it was very catchy, and it had a well-known group, Blue, singing, so I thought that would do rather well. But yeah, so I was trying to ask on Twitter, do you know the points, who Ireland gave points to? And of course, there's so many countries and you can't remember. So anyway, I went on the Eurovision site and I couldn't see anything. I could only see the final standings of where people finished. So luckily, then I had a bright idea. I go to YouTube and I found it. They have all the people. It's broke up to four parts. And you can see, everyone, the exact voting part of the show is right on there. So then I just checked. I played Azerbaijan's song, which is a good song. But I just thought Denmark was a bit stronger. In fairness, I didn't vote either in Eurovision. I think, oh, I couldn't be arsed, really. But yeah, so if I had voted, I probably would have voted for Denmark. And we gave our 12 points to Denmark. So, you know, that's good. So at least other people were thinking on my behalf. So yeah, I just thought one of the best performances, actually, most hilarious, was the Moldovan entry. Now, if you haven't seen it, you just have to check it out on YouTube. It is unbelievable and it's so funny. It's so funny. Pure Eurovision as well, which is a great thing. So sorry if you can hear a noise in the background. I have the washing machine on and I have to get some washing loads done for work and clothes for work and stuff like that. So yeah, so it was a good show. I just can't believe I fell asleep. That is just unbelievable. And I woke up, I don't even remember obviously going to sleep, as one does, but I woke up and I was like, I looked at the TV straight ahead of me and I was like, what? It's BBC News, what the hell? And then I was like, damn, I missed the bloody Ireland voting, because you always want to know, for your part, who your country is giving points to. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that. So loads of people say no, that the UK gave Ireland 12 points, but yet we only gave them, I don't know, what, 6 points or something. And yeah, madness. So I hope you enjoy the show. It was absolutely hilarious to have the show and enjoy the show while posting on Twitter. That really made it, I thought, because some of the comments were just really funny. There was one entry, I can't even remember what country it was from now, but they were obviously pretending to play these instruments, and the singer was like a kind of an older gentleman, and he had his guitar upside down. I just thought that was hilarious, and he hadn't even noticed that the guitar was upside down. I thought, this is just what Eurovision's about. It's brilliant. And anyone who doesn't like it, oh come on, it's just too funny. So anyway, I hope you have a good Sunday. There's more football on today, so I'll be watching that. So until the next time, I'll probably do an audiobook maybe tomorrow on my way to work if the wind isn't really windy, because it's really bad out there. And I thought if I recorded it while I'm outside, you're just not going to hear one word I'm saying. So if the weather is okay and I have enough time, I'll record. If not, I will try and record maybe later that day or the next day. So have a good Sunday, and I'll speak to you guys really, really soon. Take care, and congratulations to Azerbaijan once again. Take care. Bye.